Radio Lazaretto with your host, Ego Plum.
Hello, this is Ego Plum, and welcome to episode number 2 of Radio Lazaretto. Just a bunch of strange music from my personal collection to help you pass this lonely time during quarantine. Today, we're going to listen to everything from Cole Porter to Throbbing Gristle. And you know what? That's enough small talk. Let's kick off the show with some Japanese reggae elevator music. That was Amen no Saka no Ashimoto by Emerson Kitamura, released in 2019 as a 7-inch single. I'm not sure what record label put that out, to be honest. But I love that someone is currently making music that sounds like that. It's wonderful. Oh, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that wrote to me to talk about the first episode of Radio Lazaretto. I'm glad you like it. Hopefully I won't run out of music or ideas and I could just keep making these. But anyway, one of the people that contacted me was my friend Travis, who turned me on to something really amazing. Sister Irene O'Connor was a nun in Australia who put out a record called Fire of God's Love, a devotional album, back in the early 1970s. Sister Irene assembled a group of nuns and recorded this music utilizing drum machines and early synths, which is incredible. I really have no words to describe how wild this is, so I'm just going to go ahead and play it. Listen to this.
Thank you.
God Have Mercy Indeed. That was the song Mass Emmanuel by Sister Irene O'Connor. Yeah, I mean, what is there to say about that? I might have to play some more of that in another show. And if you could ever find a copy of that on vinyl, pick it up. It's really rare. I'm going to move on now and play music by Dustin Wong and Takako Minikawa. I recently got to meet these two at a little warehouse show in Los Angeles. They're really nice and super talented. This song is called She, He, See, Feel from the album Savage Imagination, released in 2014. Check it out. Okay, how about some late 70s electronic music from the continent of Africa? Specifically, Francis Bebe from Cameroon doing the song New Track.
Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track. Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track. Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track. Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track. Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track. Give me a banana and freedom to dance on the new track.
Yes, the system is bad. But please, don't give me banana, potatoes, and yam at the same time. If you give me banana, potatoes, and yam at the same time, and tell me, eat it, do you really expect me to obey?
Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time. Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time. Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time. Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time. Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time. Don't give me bananas, potatoes, and yam at the same time.
Believe me, there is something wrong with the system. Oh yes, definitely. We need a change to come. A new order. Cultural, political, economic, whatever. A new order. Something to make us feel free to eat our banana and dance on a new track. Oh yes, a new track. That's what we need. New track. New track. Color left. Oh, come on, new track. Oh, you'll find another color for your life.
That was the song New Track by Francis Bebe, released on a compilation called African Electronic Music 1975 through 1982 on Born Bad Records, which came out in 2011. Okay, let's stay in the continent of Africa, but move to the Democratic Republic of Congo. And also let's move up in time to 2018, a record that came out on Transgressive Records by a band called Co-Co-Co, spelled with a K. They're vital, it's new, the sound is different, something like I've never heard. It's techno without technology. It's electronic music with handmade objects, and I don't know many other bands like this. This is great, great music coming out of the Congo. And I'm going to play three songs because it deserves the attention.
Azotoke, 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 azot
That was called Azotoke by Kokoko. I'm going to play two more by the same guys. The next one is called Tokoliana, followed by Malembe. And these are all on the same album on Transgressive Records called Fangola, released in 2018. Check it out. We'll be right back.
are listening to Radio Lazaretto with your host, Ego Brett.
In another field, music can now be produced entirely by electronics. No known instruments are involved. Coded information is punched out. An electronic music synthesizer does the rest. This is music with a strictly electronic beat.
Thank you.
That was Swelling, Itching, Brain by Devo, and before that we heard Swelling, Itching, Brain by Devo. The first version was from the Devo Easy Listening Cassette, which was a special fan club-only release in 1981. And the second version was from Duty Now for the Future, Devo's second album on Warner Brothers Records, which was released in 1979. Okay, I want to talk about a composer named Koji Kondo. I want to talk about him, but I really can't because I don't know anything about him, other than the fact that he is the in-house composer for Nintendo Corporation, famous for some of the most iconic games by that company. In much the same way that people grew up with Looney Tunes, being familiar with the Raymond Scott music, but not really knowing it was Raymond Scott, I think the same could be said about Koji Kondo. Everyone is familiar with the melodies from the Super Mario Brothers games or Legend of Zelda, but nobody knows the name behind it. So that's Koji Kondo. I wanted to play a couple of his tracks because I think they're brilliant. And the thing is, it may be easy for some to discredit his work because of the sort of low fidelity quality, the 8-bit quality of the way it was produced. This was actually due to the limitations of the technology at the time for his most popular games. But we have to sort of put that aside and appreciate it for the quality of the melodies and arrangements. They're just really perfect and beautiful. Koji Kondo's music could hold its own against Scott Joplin or Cole Porter. The way I want to do it is I'm going to play you a cover of his song first, and then the original sort of 8-bit version, and then I'll play another cover, and then the original version from the game. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to demonstrate that it's not so much about the way it's performed. It could be done with the cheapest 8-bit technology, or it could be done with an orchestra. But what really makes it work is the choice of notes and the construction of his melodies.
Thank you. on Plymouth Rock if today any shock they should try to stem. Instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When a Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna's then in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in anything you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.
Okay, we started that set with music from the game Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. The first track was the athletic theme from the game, and that first version was performed by the Raspberry Jam Band, sort of a big band ragtime ensemble that doesn't have any proper recordings out, but this is just straight from a YouTube live clip of them performing that. And then I followed it with the original Koji Kondo version from the game itself. Then after that, we heard a song called Castle and Fortress from the same game, Yoshi's Island. An accordion arrangement by a guy named Jackson Perotti. And then we followed it with the original game version. Then after all that, we heard some Cole Porter, just because Anything Goes from the 1934 musical Anything Goes, same title. And then we heard Klaus Fluoride, bass player from the Dead Kennedys, with a song called Fear Most that just repeats the lyric, "You become what you fear most," over and over and over and over. And that was from the 12-inch EP Cha-Cha-Cha with Klaus Fluoride, which was released on the Alternative Tentacles record label in 1985. The album is currently out of print, but lives in my vinyl collection. Here's another band from the Bay Area. This is Flipper with their 1979 hit, Ha Ha Ha.
What is there to do? She said, he said, come on, baby, and I'll show you good time. And so they went down to one of those cheap motels and they got all gushy and wet. Well, I said,
In another field, music can now be produced entirely by electronics. No known instruments are involved. Coded information is punched out. An electronic music synthesizer does the rest. This is music with a strictly electronic beat.
Thank you.
That song was called 20 Jazz Funk Greats from the album of the same title by the pioneering industrial group Throbbing Gristle. It was released on their own label, Industrial Records, in 1979. The album is considered by Pitchfork as the best industrial album of all time. In fact, the term industrial music was coined by them after their record label, Industrial Records. So if you haven't heard this album, 20 Jazz Funk Greats, pick it up. It's essential listening for sure. The singer of that group, Genesis P. Orge, recently passed away, so I thought it would be appropriate to play some of their music and remember this pioneering artist. Anyway, I think that's the end of our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Lazaretto, episode number 2. I'm going to end the show with the same song that I opened it with. Emerson Kitamura's dub reggae Casio easy listening elevator jam. I forgot the title, but here it is.
Radio Lazaretto with your host.